USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia appears to be stepping up its death and destruction campaign in Ukraine. Over 1 million refugees have now fled the invaded country. Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom, Damian Hines, on Sky News Thursday morning.
These families, mothers, children who have had these extraordinary, difficult journeys in the most horrible circumstances. And look, our country is absolutely stepping up to the plate, as other friends and neighbours across Europe are doing, to make sure that in this time of their greatest need, we are there for the Ukrainian people.
The International Paralympic Committee announced Thursday it will block athletes from Russia and Belarus from the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The games start Friday. The January 6th Select Committee says it has evidence former President Trump may have engaged in criminal acts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is the first time a potential criminal case against Trump has been announced. USA Radio News.
You know, I told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates on the money banks pay for their money.
And even higher interest rates are on the way, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter-point increase in the Federal Reserve's benchmark short-term interest rate rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Reuters is reporting Chinese and Russian cooperation includes when to start the war in Ukraine. China urged Russia to delay the invasion of Ukraine until the conclusion of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Senior Chinese officials made the request in early February after Washington informed Beijing of the Russian troop buildup. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
How much financial support is China going to give Russia now that the partial sanctions by Western countries are damaging the Kremlin's economy? Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Newsmax wants all sanctions on Russia included so we can see how the communists will react.
One of the things that we wanted to do, and one of the reasons I have my sense of the Senate resolution on pulling Russia out of SWIFT completely, all transactions, all their institutions, including energy, is because we need to find out how much China is going to back Russia in this endeavor. Are they going to soft land them? Are they going to process their financial transactions? Are they going to become the largest consumer of Russian oil? So being able to gauge that to kind of put a floor to know how closely aligned they have decided to be in this endeavor to fight the West and the free world and the United States, that is one of the questions we're trying to get, and we're trying to gauge that.
Scientists in Canada have reported they found a potential human case of COVID-19 that could be traced back to a strain of virus found in deer, indicating that deer-to-human transmission has occurred. The evidence, which has yet to be peer-reviewed, was recently posted by the scholarly record BioArchive. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.